With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer says Britain will use £1.6 billion, about $2 million U.S. dollars, in export financing to supply 5,000 air defense missiles for Ukraine. Starmer wrapped up a security summit today with other European leaders by saying Europe had to do the heavy lifting in defending itself, something President Trump has been suggesting. The meeting comes 2 days after talks between the U.S. and Ukraine broke down. President Trump is bullish on copper.
As a conductor, copper ranks with lithium and cobalt as a material for rechargeable batteries, cell phones, LED lights, flat-screen TVs, and not to mention the cords and transmission lines that power them. And then there's every saved U.S. penny. This past week, President Trump signed an executive order that calls for bolstering domestic production of U.S. copper. While the U.S. mining industry hails the directive, environmental groups remain opposed to stalled mining projects in Arizona and Minnesota. George Williams reporting.
Wall Street greets the month of March following a volatile February that saw the majority averages lose ground for the month.
The February losses came despite Friday's powerful rally that saw the Dow, the Nasdaq, and the S&P advance more than 1% each. For the month, though, the Nasdaq was the biggest loser, dropping almost 4%. The S&P shed close to 1.5%, and the Dow fell 1.6% for the month. The benchmarks held on to Friday's gains despite the Oval Office blow-up between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky. The rally briefly stalled but then resumed to the closing bell. Rich Thomason reporting.
Civil rights attorneys suing the Trump administration to prevent it from transferring 10 illegal immigrants detained in the U.S. to Guantanamo Bay. The lawsuit was filed yesterday. This is SRN News. Pennsylvania's governing body for high school sports has changed its policy that allowed boys to compete against girls in athletics to follow President Trump's executive order. The board of the Pennsylvania Interscholastic Athletic Association has removed a policy that had deferred to school principals to determine an athlete's gender. High school associations in some other states have signaled they may defy the president's order, while others are taking a wait-and-see approach. Legal challenges are expected on both sides of the issue. Pepsi is the latest corporation to abandon its diversity, equity, and inclusion programs under pressure from customers. In a memo sent to employees, PepsiCo CEO Ramon LaGuarta indicates the company will no longer promote the LGBT agenda, but will instead align its sponsorships with events and groups that promote business growth. PepsiCo's brands include Gatorade, Lay's potato chips, Doritos, Mountain Dew, as well as a whole line of Pepsi products. This is SRN News. A key move in the world of baseball.
President Trump says he will issue a complete pardon of Pete Rose, who was banned from the game and the Hall of Fame for sports betting. Mr. Trump posted on Truth Social saying Rose, quote, shouldn't have been gambling on baseball, but he only bet on his team winning. The president said he would sign a pardon for Rose over the next few weeks. Rose died last fall at the age of 83. Jason Walker reporting.
Today is Sunday, March the 2nd, and a number of notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including writer John Irving. He is 83 years old. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is 62 today. Actor Daniel Craig, Bond, James Bond, if you recall, is 57 years old. College Football Hall of Fame member and ex-NFL player and TV personality Reggie Bush turns 40. This is SRN News.